Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Numbers 24, 14 to 25. Numbers 24, verse 14 to 25. Now I am returning to my own people, but first let me tell you what the Israelites will do to your people in the future. This is the message of Balaam. This is the message Balaam delivered. This is the message of Balaam, son of Beor, the message of the man whose eyes see clearly, the message of one who hears the words of God, who has knowledge from the Most High, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who bows down with eyes wide open. I see him, but not here and now. I perceive him, but far in the distant future. A star will rise from Jacob, a scepter will emerge from Israel. It will crush the heads of Moab's people, cracking the skulls of the people of Sheth. Edom will be taken over, and Seir, its enemy, will be conquered, while Israel marches on in triumph. A ruler will rise in Jacob, who will destroy the survivors of Ir. And Balaam looked over toward the people of Amalek and delivered this message. Amalek was the greatest of nations, but its destiny is destruction. Then he looked over toward the Kenites and delivered this message. Your home is secure, your nest is set in the rocks, but the Kenites will be destroyed when Assyria takes you captive. Balaam concluded his messages by saying, alas, who can survive unless God has willed it? Ships will come from the coasts of Cyprus. They will oppress Assyria and afflict Eber, but they too will be utterly destroyed. Then Balaam left and returned home, and Balak also went on this way. My theme for reflection is divine sovereignty in world affairs. Divine sovereignty in world affairs. Numbers 24:14 to 25 illustrates the scope of God's sovereign control over nations and their destinies. The passage not only shows Balaam's prophetic insights into Israel's future triumphs, but also emphasizes the transience of earthly powers compared to the enduring decree of God. Here, Balaam predicts the rise of a significant figure from Israel, symbolized as a star and scepter, marking a period of great authority and victory for Israel against its foes, namely Moab and Edom. His prophecies further detail the fall of nations like Amalek and the Kenites, underscoring a consistent theme. The rise and fall of nations hinge on God's just and sovereign will. My dear friends, this passage serves as a potent reminder of God's ultimate control amid our world's apparent chaos and conflicts, such as is observed in the Middle East, Ukraine, and parts of Africa. It reassures us that no earthly power can thwart God's plans. This should bring us comfort and encourage us to trust in God's providential care, not just in personal matters, but also in global events. It challenges us to keep faith in God's overarching plans, which promise redemption and justice through His divine rule, ultimately leading to peace and righteousness. In essence, Balaam's final message encourages us to view the fluctuations in world powers and events through the lens of divine providence, trusting that God's purposes will prevail, just as He promised through the visions granted to a prophet on a distant mountaintop. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do we see this divine sovereignty playing out in our own lives and the world around us? Number two, In what ways does this future hope shape our understanding of justice and our responses to the present challenges? Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your sovereignty and the profound mysteries of your plans revealed through the words of your prophets. Teach us to trust in your providential care, knowing that history unfolds under your watchful eyes. Help us to hold on to the hope of your promises, looking forward to the fulfillment of a future where peace and justice reign through your appointed King. May our lives reflect this hope and contribute to your redemptive purposes in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.